Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 756. 15 years, no waiting. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Guys, it's getting close to Christmas. Plus, it's actually time to go over there and start Christmas shopping. There's all kinds of new stuff. They got Mayberry Christmas ornaments over there that I know you'd love. And since it's still Halloween time, head over and check out the Old Man Rimshaw print. Guys, there are so many new things over there. Books, t-shirts, all kinds of stuff. Throwing rocks, even. Go over to Weaver's Department Store and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations. Our listeners, just like you. The executive producer of episode number 756 is Brian Rose. And the Patreon patron of the week is Rebecca Spears. Hello, everybody. I am Alan Uselam, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. And the chat room on Monday night helped me pick the name 15 Years No Waiting. That's because, guys, this episode we're going to be talking about, this podcast is 15 years old this week. Yay! I should have some sound effects for that, shouldn't I? For clapping and making noise. But it's 15 years ago, on October the 11th, 2008, Two Chairs No Waiting had its very first podcast. That was the very first episode that was published to the world on the 11th of October in 2008. And back in those days, just so you guys know, people didn't have high-speed internet. Do you remember that? Do you remember how long ago this was? We didn't have high-speed internet to be able to download these MP3 files. My gosh, it takes forever to download them. That file must have been 8 megs. So, it took forever to download. So back then, the podcast episodes, I did everything I could to keep them short in length, as well as small in size, so they weren't big to download. The first episode was only 12 minutes and 11 seconds long. So that was as long as it was. And therefore, you know, the size was pretty small, and it was less than 6 megs to download the entire episode. That was about as small as I could make it, and it sounded decent. For reference, last week's episode 755, was 42 minutes long, and the file size was almost 30 megs. So there's a big difference between what I did then and what I do now. Let's go over, and even the sound of the intro was a little bit tinny, which means there was no lows in it. So let's go in here, just the beginning of the very first episode of Two Chairs, No Waiting. Doesn't sound too bad. Just more bad music. It's pretty bad. But listen to me, how stiff and...
Hello and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting, Episode 1. My name's Alan Newsom, and I want to thank the Mayberry Marching Band for their wonderful rendition of our theme song. I'm sure you all enjoyed that. You know, especially enjoy Floyd and whoever it was Andy Gumping in the back there, but looked really good. This podcast is about the Andy Griffith Show and all things related to the Andy Griffith Show in Mayberry. For those that don't know me, my name is Alan Newsom.
It still is.
I'm the webmaster for Mayberry.com and several other Mayberry-related websites like the Andy Griffith Show.
So as you can hear, the excitement and energy level that I used to have, hopefully I have a little bit more now.
weaversdepartmentstore.com, and this podcast is brought to you by weaversdepartmentstore.com. If you go to Weavers, you'll find games.
Listen, I have been doing these commercials since day one for Weavers, and they really didn't ever sponsor the show. I just always said that because I felt like I felt better that I had a sponsor.
Apparel, all kinds of cool gifts there. So drop by Mayberry.com and go to the Weavers.
Oh. And back then it was Mayberry.com instead of iMayberry.com.
WeaversDepartmentStore.com into your browser, and it'll take you right there because they are sponsoring this. And actually, they don't really sponsor it, but I didn't have a sponsor, and I thought I would say that they sponsored it. Sounded better. Anyway. For those that don't know how I got into some of this stuff.
Okay, so we'll let Alan quit talking here from the past. But that's 15 years ago, Alan. And guys, back then, the way I put the podcast together at the time was I would record the audio parts, and then I would come back and put the music at the beginning and at the end, and then I would name it after it was all over because nobody was listening live. It was all pre-done, so I would piece the audio together and make an episode. That's how I did it, and I did that for quite a while. Now, just let's go back here. This was, remember, October 11th, 2008. I just want to give you a few things that I looked up today, things that were, that happened that month. Okay. So on October the 7th, the music and podcast and video streaming service Spotify was launched. That's right. So Spotify started a few days before my very first podcast. And if you have an Android phone, you may have heard of Google Play. Google Play is what it was called, and it was launched, had its official launch from the App Store in October of 2008 as well. So those are two things that I recall from those time frames where you actually had Google Play, not Google Pay, the paying service. This was Google Play, the precursors to Google Podcast, and Google Podcast is about to go away. It's all going to just be on YouTube. So over all these years, I've outlived several Google services, and now I am on Spotify. The podcast is on Spotify, so if you have Spotify, you could listen to the podcast there, but it is at the time, they didn't have podcasts back then, so that's what was going on way back in 2008. Now, I did the audio. It was audio only. So when I first started the podcast, it was only audio. Now, you guys may be aware, there is a video version of the podcast, and you can go to twochairsnowaiting.com and watch the video there, or you can go over to our YouTube channel and watch the videos on YouTube as well. We have people that do that on Monday nights as I record, and they're always there. But the podcast didn't start doing a video version until... what year was that? That was 2009. In December of 2009, I decided, because all these other podcast folks were doing live streams. You know, they would do a live stream and record their podcast where their audience could come and listen. And I'd been doing the podcast, a year and 2 months plus, something like that. So I thought, well, I'll give this a try. You know, I was home. It was during Christmas break that year, and I was off that week between Christmas and New Year. So I thought, okay, I'll do a live one and see if anybody shows up. You know, I really expected zero, and there were really actually people that showed up. I'm pretty sure Ron Blankenship, who is in our chat room, I'm pretty sure he was there. I can't remember who was there that night, but people actually came and watched this horrible version of a podcast. And folks in the chat room are claiming there were people that are in the chat room that weren't even born when I started the podcast. Now, they're not that young, most of the people in the chat room. But I started doing the video version of the podcast. Now, the camera looked absolutely horrible. It was absolutely hideous. And it was jumpy. And if you're watching the video version of the podcast, you're seeing an example of what it looked like. This was episode number 64 of Two Chairs, No Waiting. I honestly don't even remember what the episode was about, but it was episode number 64. And I published it, or did, I didn't publish it. I streamed it live. So the only way you could see it was live. The only other copy that I'm aware of is right here on my computer that people can watch. I guess if you're watching the show live here, you're seeing it. But it was like a potato camera. You've ever heard of a potato camera? That's what they call it when the video quality is so bad. It's like every camera they take a picture of Bigfoot with. That's about how the quality is. Where it's like, it could be Bigfoot hosting the podcast. It could be. So this was the very first video episode streamed live. The live stream, I should say, was on December the 29th. Of 2009, that's when it was, the very first one. Well, since people showed up, I was like, oh my goodness, I can't be doing this like that. So let me let you hear just a little bit of what it sounded like back then. Let's see if I can get the audio up here.
Let's try this again. Kill that audio track.
Of course, I'm trying to figure out how to even do it. And remember, when I did the podcast back
Hello,
then,
everybody. Wait a minute.
I recorded the audio and then put it all together. So basically, what you would have seen me do in the live stream was literally record the audio, and then later I went and put it all together and released
it. No Waiting, episode number 64, the new Andy Griffith Show. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you and by the Weaver's Department Store. Weaver's
the
Department
audio Store. Sync with my voice and mouth were just terrible to non-existent. It didn't work at all. But like I said, since people actually came to watch this nightmare, I immediately went, oh, no. This is not okay. I've got to work on this. So I didn't do, that was episode number 64. I didn't do episode 65 because I was trying to fix some things and try to get it working, where the people that came live that first time couldn't even hear if I played a sound effect or anything that I played. They couldn't hear what the computer was doing. So I improved it by the next one and was able to put out the 66, episode 66 of Two Chairs No Waiting. And in it, you could actually hear and see the things I was talking about. And now this was my old logo way back then that was in there. So let's see.
Departmentstore.com. Drop by and pick up one of the 2010.
It was an old logo from the back in those days. Lydia and Goob and the Hinkleys were all around back when all this first started. They are all showing up for these live shows. And the video quality on that second episode was still horrible.
Two Chairs is also brought to you.
But people still showed up. Oh, my goodness. And by the way, if you're watching the video version, you're seeing this. I had these giant, they're called Can headphones.
Podcast live on the video, so you can either be watching live or hopefully you're watching later. I'm trying to get better at this. Obviously, I'm not too good because here I'm not centered in the picture.
I wasn't even in the picture.
I'm having to work around this and learn this.
And I got these giant Princess Leia ear things on my ear, you know, so I look... but anyway, this was the second episode.
And
now,
we're going to be talking tonight.
It was a little better, I'll say that, but it was not a huge improvement. So I went along and I kept trying to improve everything. And I did it fairly quickly, actually, because by the next episode, 67, the quality of the video had gone up tremendously. Still had the old original podcast. Now back then the podcast was on mayberry.com/podcast. Didn't even have Two Chairs No Waiting, I don't think, at the time. But the video quality improved drastically between episode 66 and 67. And I just continued to try to improve things. And then eventually by episode number 72, I had bought the microphone I currently use, and the video quality was much better, and everything started looking pretty good, except I still wore the giant headphones.
We'll first hear from...
but see, the audio quality,
she's up in Illinois,
definitely improved.
She goes by on the digest. The Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board
digest. And the cool thing about it was, I guess if you watched back then, you actually saw the entire process of me making the show, because I would... And nobody actually has seen these videos since they were live. That was the first time and only time anybody ever saw them. They weren't available online or anything like that. They currently are not, but I'm thinking about uploading them for everybody so people can go in there and check them out. But basically, episodes going from 64 up to about 122, they were only here on my computer. So it's been a lot of fun for me going back and looking at some of this stuff. I still use the microphone that I was using starting in episode number 72. It's been a fun ride, trying to just make Mayberry come right into your home, into your ears, right into your ears. And of course, with video into your homes. A lot of you folks actually watch some of the video stuff now on big screen TVs, watching on YouTube. So it's really, really pretty cool. I should give credit. I don't think I did, to the name of the podcast being 15 years, no waiting. Mike Creech, from Indiana, he is the one that came up with that name. So he gets a free haircut from Floyd. So folks, I'm going to try to, see if I can make some of these videos available to you guys so that, at some point, where you can see some of these old videos of Two Chairs, No Waiting, if you would like to. And they're definitely the live versions. It's not like it is now where if you come to the live show, you see the live version where I actually talk to people before the show and after. You don't see that when I publish these episodes. You only see the finished product. So on these older ones, you would see the cake being baked, basically. But they're pretty good. I was watching one earlier. I was like, well, it's not too bad. This is kind of interesting if you have never seen how I make the podcast. So anyway, we'll try that in the future. Let's see if I've got, I feel like there was something I was going to tell you that I haven't, but, basically I believe that's it. Thank you so much for all these years that you've supported the podcast. I had so many people come up to me during Mayberry days saying that they, watched the podcast or listened to the podcast. Some people had actually listened to it on their entire drive to Mount Airy for the Mayberry days, just a few weeks ago. And I have met a lot of wonderful people that I would have never met without this podcast. And this community that we have grown together, we have an entire chat room full of folks. We have folks over at live.twochairsnowaiting.com, and we have folks over on YouTube, and we have folks over on Facebook as well, chatting and visiting while the podcast is going on. And I want to thank every one of them for the time that they devote just to be here and to just spend some time in Mayberry visiting with one another, because I believe that's one of the key aspects that I've always had for the podcast, to draw Mayberry fans together, plus to let you know things that you might not have known, and just to help you enjoy just a little bit more things you're doing. We've even got a couple in our chat room that are in Hawaii on vacation. It's James, Andy-ish, and Joy, Miss Peg. They're out in Maui right now and actually listening to the podcast. I don't know what's wrong with them. There's something a little wrong, but no, I thank you guys. Wow. I am humbled and honored that you guys are out there visiting with us. So on Monday nights, I record the podcast live. So if you'd like to be a part of that, you can head over to live.twochairsnowaiting.com and you can join in and be here for the live show with the 40 or so folks in the chat room on that page. Plus there's other folks, as I said, on Facebook and on YouTube, live and chatting with one another as we record this show. And really, that has been the thing I've wanted, is to draw everyone together. I hope I entertain you. I hope I give you information each week of things you might not have known about the Andy Griffith Show. I know I always come up with something that I've never heard or seen before, or maybe I've never talked about, at least. And I hope that's things that you enjoy, because I guess you do, or you wouldn't come back, especially so many of you that have been coming from the beginning. And I'm humbled and extremely happy that you guys enjoy what I do. So all that said, thank you. Thank you for 15 years. I'm going to keep going as long as I can keep coming up with things to talk about. And I mean, I guess I could start doing reruns eventually because we all watch Andy Griffith Show reruns. And I've got to admit, after 15 years, I have no idea. Like, for instance, episode 72, I was talking about that's the video quality had been improved greatly by then. And I'm looking up right now to find out what the topic was. I have no idea. I don't have any idea what the topic was. Actually, it was remembering Don Knotts. Because it was the second time that I had done that. The first one was in 2009, so that's pretty cool. I wouldn't mind going to do hearing that. What did I say? So, folks, it's been a great ride, and thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. Let's see if I've got. I did have some other audio. I was going to see if I could play for you. Back in the day on that first podcast, I actually had Floyd visit us. And so let's hear what Floyd says. He's coming to us. This is the very first episode of Two Chairs from back in time. We're going to hear from Floyd. So Floyd, go ahead and take it away.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. Hello there. How you doing? I've been listening to George there. I don't know him. Goober. I know who that is. Yeah. I don't know this other fella, but, Goober, you know, he and I, you know, yeah, he was a lot like me. Yeah, entrepreneur. Yeah, started his own had a business. Yeah, bought it from Wally, but, you know, yeah, he had, you know, sometimes he'd forget to order the gas. Yes, yeah, not me, you know. Yeah, there was that time I forgot to get the shaving cream. Yeah, but I never did like the shaving cream anyway, the kind that came out of the bottle or something. I always like to mix it in a cup. I just like the sound. It makes it clip, clip, clip. I guess if you're not a barber, you might not understand. That's all I have for today, I guess. And we'll see you later. Hey, drop by the barber shop. We'll get you a drink. Every head's a walking testimony. Bye.
Thank you, Floyd. Wow, that was cool. Now, that episode, the very first episode, is an interview with George Lindsay, and that's why he was talking about George. So I should have mentioned, too, during that first episode, and for a little while, I had, the way I recorded the audio is I had a USB headphone with a microphone on it. And every time I moved my head at all, you'd hear sound. So I had to sit real still and try not to move my head as I talked. And probably that's the reason in that clip I played at the beginning of that very first episode, I sound like, hello, I'm Alan Newsom, host for Two Chairs, No Waiting, because I'm trying not to move. If I move, it's going to make click, click, click sound. So Floyd, if you're listening to him, you could actually hear that. I could hear that little clicky sound that occurred. So a year later, we were again visited by Floyd, talking about our 1 year anniversary. So let's hear again from Floyd.
Bum, 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 bum. Hey, hello there. Hey, it's Floyd Lawson. Floyd's barbershop. Yeah. Congratulations on the 1 year, my episode was the most popular. So, you know, if I was the host, you'd probably have more listeners. But anyway, I got a story today. Ernest Tay came in the barbershop the other day. He came in. He said he had a new computer. The new computer. He said he couldn't remember his password. So I said, well, why can't you remember it? He reached into his pocket and pulled out a piece of paper and said, this is my password. I have to keep it written down. So I looked at it. No, on that piece of paper, he had written Mickey, Minnie, Pluto, Donald, Daisy, Huey, Dewey, Louie, and Goofy. I said, well, no wonder you can't remember your password. Look how long it is. Why'd you pick such a long password? And Steve said, well, they told me it had to be 8 characters long. 8 characters. 8 characters. He meant that it's supposed to be letters or number, not Mickey Mouse character. Well, anyway, I thought it was funny. Anyway, congratulations on the 1 year, and just ask me back anytime if you need me to host. Yeah. Bye.
Thank you, Floyd. During that first year, Floyd did host at least one episode of the podcast, and it was one of the more popular episodes. And perhaps we would have more memories or more listeners and viewers if Floyd was able to host more often. That is a possibility. So, folks, again, thank you so much. And I think it's time for us to play a little bit of trivia so we can have some fun. Now, I do want to say we're going to be playing some of the Mayberry Days trivia soon here during the podcast. I'll do a few episodes on that. Don't get cocky about how good you are if you've been playing these trivia questions, because it's not the same. So, all right, here we go, guys. So, some Mayberry trivia. This is fairly easy Mayberry trivia. True or false? First question. True or false? Oh, come on. Barney played the harmonica. True or false? Barney played the harmonica. True or false? All right, we're not gonna wait too long on this, guys, because the answer, you'll have to pause if you don't want to know yet. The answer is Barney played the harmonica. That's true. That is true. All right, question number two. Who usually said, "You beat everything"? Who usually said, "You beat everything"? Who said that? Okay. Again, don't get cocky if you know these, because of Mayberry Days trivia. We will be exploring those soon. Who usually said, "You beat everything"? All right. Fixing to give you the answer. Folks in the chat room are picking up the answers. The answer to that question is, who usually said, "You beat everything"? Is Andy. Andy said that. All right. Question number three. Who was Orville Hendrix? Who was Orville Hendrix? Who was Orville Hendrix? All right. You got your guess? Who was Orville Hendrix? All right. Pause if you don't want to know. Who was Orville Hendrix? The answer is, he was the Taylor's Butter and Egg Man. So if you said Butter and Egg Man, you get it. Butter and Egg Man. I see folks in the chat room are getting it. Butter and Egg. Yeah, he eggs her on. She butters him up and he eggs her on. There we go. All right. Number four. Who gave Barney a nickel with a buffalo pointing the wrong way? Who gave Barney a nickel with a buffalo pointing the wrong way? I was pointing over here. Well, I was pointing this way. Huh. Let me see that rare nickel. Who gave Barney a nickel with the buffalo pointing the wrong way? Okay, this is really a multiple choice, but I don't think you need it. Folks in the chat room are getting it, but I'll give you the multiple choice. Was it Ollie, Ellie, Gomer, or Andy? Who gave Barney the nickel with the buffalo pointing the wrong way? The answer, it was Andy. It was Andy. Just trying to teach him a lesson. Just trying to teach him a lesson. All right. Told you, Barn. All right. Number five. True or false? True or false? You got a 50-50. Barney was sheriff of Greenville. Barney was sheriff of Greenville. True or false? Barney was sheriff of Greenville. True or false? Barney was sheriff of Greenville. The answer is false. False. He was not the sheriff of Greenville. It was Greendale that he was going to be the sheriff of. All right, number six. Who said flibbertigibbet? Who said flibbertigibbet? Flibbertigibbet. I'm glad I've heard that word before, because reading it, I would have never figured out how to say it. All right. Come on, give me the answer. Who said flibbertigibbet? All right. The answer is, who said flibbertigibbet? It was Aunt B. Aunt B said that. Oh, flibbertigibbet. Flibbertigibbet. I can't say it if I read it. I can't read and talk, obviously. But if I read it, I can't say it. If I try to read the letters. All right, number seven. Who was Bill Medwin? Who was Bill Medwin? Who was Bill Medwin? I like that trivia background music. From the VW Boys, ladies and gentlemen, VWBoys.com. All right, final chance. Who was Bill Medwin? The answer is, he was the Bookie Barber. The Bookie Barber is who he was. Oh, man. I already gave you the answer to this next one. All right, I'm going to give you an old one. And I'll tell you this one, but I'm going to give you an old one. All right, here we go. Which was not one of Barney's high school activities? Which was not one of Barney's high school activities? Hall monitor, tenfold drive, Spanish club, or basketball? Which was not one of Barney's high school activities? Hall monitor, tenfold drive, Spanish club, or basketball? Which was not one of Barney's high school activities? Okay. All right, you got it. You got it. Which was not one of Barney's high school activities? That would have been basketball, because he was the hall monitor, head of the tenfold drive, and in the Spanish club. See? All right, here's the question that I messed up with. So this would be number, 8, 9, but you ought to know this one. What town wanted Barney as his sheriff? What town wanted Barney as its sheriff? What town wanted Barney as its sheriff? Yeah, he was painfully thin, Barney was. Painfully thin. He can put his hand in a milk bottle. Take out an egg. All right, which town wanted Barney as its sheriff? That would be the High Sheriff of Greendale. Me, the High Sheriff of Greendale? All right. All right, guys, so we had 9 questions tonight. How did you do? How did you do? Did you enjoy yourself? That's the main thing. Had fun? Because, yeah, that is the key for these trivia questions, is to just have a good time. We're going to be doing the harder ones with Mayberry Days Trivia that'll be coming up pretty soon in a future podcast. So start psyching yourself up. Study up. Some of you that were at Mayberry Days may have already forgotten what the actual answers were. I know I have. I can't remember them week to week. So, guys, thank you for 15 years of this podcast. Thank you for being here with me. Thank you for encouraging me. Thank you for all the folks that are in our chat room come on Monday nights and keep me going. I just can't tell you how thankful I am for all of you. I would love to hear from you guys. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com or just drop by 2chairsnowaiting.com. There's lots of ways right there that tell you how to contact me. There's a contact button. There's a leave a voicemail button. Lots of ways to do it. Guys, thank you so much again for 15 years of 2 Chairs No Waiting. Wow. It's been a lot of fun. And I'm still having fun. So until next week, we'll be right back here with another episode. I'd love to hear from you. See you soon, guys. Have a great week.